Daniel 6 and verse 10. And when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his upper chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. But those men came in a body and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. And then in chapter 9, trusty, bear with me as we read this, starting on verse 1. The first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, who was made over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books that the number of the years whereof the word of Jehovah came to Jeremiah the prophet, the accomplishment of the desolation of Jerusalem was 70 years. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fastings and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto Jehovah my God and made my confession and said, Alas, Lord, the great and terrible God, keeping covenant and loving kindness with them that love him and that keep his commandments. We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even turning aside from thy commandments and from thine ordinances. And we have not hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, who spoke in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. For I know, Lord, is the righteousness, but unto us confusion of face. As at this day to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off, in all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their unfaithfulness, in which they have been unfaithful against thee, O Lord. Unto us is confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. With the Lord our God our mercies and pardons, for we have rebelled against him, but we have not hearkened unto the voice of Jehovah our God, to walk in his laws, which he has set before us through his servants the prophets. And all Israel have transgressed thy law, even turning aside so as not to listen unto thy voice. And the curse hath been poured out upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, for we have sinned against him. And he hath performed his words which he spoke against us, and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil, so that there hath not been done under the whole heaven as has been done from Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil is come upon us, yet we besought not Jehovah our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth. And Jehovah hath watched over the evil and brought it upon us, for Jehovah our God is righteous in all his works which he hath done, and we have not hearkened unto his voice. And now, O Lord our God, who broughtest thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a strong hand, and has made thee a name as it is this day, we have sinned, we have done wickedly. Lord, according to all thy righteousnesses, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city Jerusalem, thy holy mountain. For because of our sins, and because of the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all around us. And now, our God, hearken to thy prayer of thy servant and to his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake. Incline thine ear, O my God, and hear. Open thine eyes and behold our desolations and the city that is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplications before thee because of our righteousnesses, but because of thy manifold mercies. Lord, hear. Lord, forgive. Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. And whilst I was speaking and praying, and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplications before Jehovah my God for the holy mountain of my God, whilst I was yet speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, flying swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. And he informed me and talked with me and said, Daniel, I now come forth to make thee skillful of understanding. At the beginning of thy supplications, the word went forth, and I am come to declare it. For thou art one greatly beloved. Therefore consider the word, and have understanding in the vision. And one more scripture. Sorry to read so much. In the first book of Kings, 1 Kings 8, verse 46. If they have sinned against thee, there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them and give them up to the enemy, and they have carried them away captives into the enemy's land, far or near, and if they shall take it to heart in the land whither they were carried captive, and repent and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, we have sinned and have done iniquity, we have dealt perversely, and if they return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies who led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city that thou hast chosen, and the house that I have built unto thy name, then hear thou in the heavens the settled place of thy dwelling, their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their right, and forgive thy people their sin against thee, and all their transgressions whereby they have transgressed against thee, and give them to find compassion with those that carry them captive, that they may have compassion on them, for they are thy people, and thine inheritance which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron, thine eyes being opened unto the supplication of thy servant, and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call unto thee. For thou hast separated them from among all peoples of the earth to be thine inheritance, as thou spokest through Moses, thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Lord Jehovah. As I said at the start, I apologise for reading so much, but I was affected on Monday night. Prayers in relation to the condition of our gatherings and meetings, of much smallness and weakness, and concern in relation to how a testimony is to continue. And it reminded me of this prayer of Daniel, and the fact that Daniel prayed as he did, and where his outlook was towards. It says that his windows are open in the upper chamber towards Jerusalem. This was at the time of Darius, and if you notice in chapter 9, it was in the first year of Darius that this prayer of Daniel's is recorded. And Brother Colin, when he was with us, he spoke about Epaphras and his continuance and in prayer, and the need that there is for us to pray in relation to things. And I think it's a good exercise for us to be on our knees in relation to all that has come in relation to the testimony. Understand why we are in the situation that we're in. And Daniel was a fine example of one who was prepared to take upon himself all that had gone before with his people. Daniel was a young man when he was taken to Babylon. He was just a boy, young youth, but when he got there, he was one who was exercised and concerned that he should not pollute himself with the king's food, and he was one who was prepared to commit himself to God and to his interests. And he was concerned and exercised because of all the ruin that had come in relation to Jerusalem. Why had things turned out the way they had? Think of what God had done in delivering Israel, bringing them out of Egypt, bringing them into their land, through the wilderness into their land, and the temple being set up, as we have with Solomon in his dedication. And here he was praying and confessing the sin of his people. Some of us might not have had any part in things that have taken place in the past. We just reflect and think of even the time of the recovery. We think of the time of of Luther and how God operated in making their way through. And then we have recovery of the truth as we speak of it. Much given and much blessing and much increase. And we look around today and we say, what ruin? Phil spoke about the whole state of the church and Laodicean and times and how right it is. But are we on our knees to God about it?
Mm-hmm.
The result of Daniel's prayer was that another recovery came in, and he was given understanding and all the prophetic dealings. We didn't touch on that, about the 70 weeks, but I was just struck by some of these things that Gabriel said, that inform me and talk with me in the time of it, beginning of thy supplications, the word went forth. You see, I've often wondered, why did Daniel pray like he did? He knew that this, he'd been set up by these men. He was doing well in the kingdom of Darius. He knew that they were envious of him. They wanted to get rid of him because he was favoured and he was given much help. And that the only way they could get through to Daniel was to touch something concerning his faith. You know, we're living in a vicious world at the present time, and believers are under threat. But let us not lose heart in trusting in God and what he can do. Daniel continued as before. Why was it important that he continued in his prayer this way? Because his concern was not about the kingdom that he was in, or about his job, or about his business. It was about God's people and what had happened to them, and his wanting to understand how God might come in and bring in recovery.
Mm-hmm.
It's three times a day he prayed on his knees. And that's a challenge to our hearts. How often do we get on our knees and pray? This is the position we should take in our prayers, on our knees before God and his throne. And I think I was affected by a remark of Mr. Coates some time ago. He says, decline starts when we lose, first of all, individual prayer, then household prayer goes, and then assembly prayer. Or maybe it's the other way around, but it just shows the importance of the matter of prayer, and the devil will seek to detract us from it. But it is so vital and so important. Phil spoke about continuance, and that's a great matter, to continue in prayer at the present time in relation to conditions. You know, God is able to come in and bring in recovery if we have our minds and our hearts set in relation to him and his things. It's not to build up something ourselves. Daniel's concern was for all the people, but the ears of the Lord were open the moment he started his prayer. His supplications had been heard. Nice with Cornelius, you know, his supplications were heard. He was a God-fearing man and a righteous man. So we might not think we're getting very far with our prayers, or may not think that anybody's interested. But if we pray in this way and exercise, then the Lord will definitely hear. And let us not compromise. Like Daniel, he wouldn't compromise. He knew the threat of the lion's den, and we know the story well. He was strong in the Lord, and he was trusted in God. He wasn't worried about this decree, but he found his resource in God, and he preserved him. And this prayer gave him a great understanding as to all that was going to take place. How sad it is, you think of what was given to Israel. Think of how much blessing they had received. We can look at ourselves. We speak often on a Monday night of all that we've been given, the way of understanding as to the truth, and how much of it and how precious it is. Yet what did we do with it? What have we done with it? Try to aggregate something to ourselves as a company. Spoke of ourselves as being the church. Do we feel these things? The way that brethren took on this attitude of being better than anybody else. Well, the Lord has humbled us. He's brought us to the dust, just like he did Israel. But, you know, there's a spirit of the overcomer which we can all have, and we can pray in relation to God that he will bring in recovery. There's many passing through times of turmoil and trial in their pathway at the present time, so much that they relied on and trusted in has been turned upside down. But where is our trust? Where is our faith? Is it in God? Is it in the Lord? Is it in relation to him? Or are we looking for something, some support in the company? Well, the reason that Daniel prayed like this, I just read in Kings, because this was in the dedication of the temple. You might say this was the highest point in Israel's history. When Solomon's temple had been built, and the glory had filled the house. And this is Solomon dedicating it here. And yet, here we have a warning, almost a prophetic word, you might say, as to what would happen if the people became unfaithful and were carried into captivity. And so this would have been what would have come to Daniel's mind, no doubt, that this would, there was a way back. You see, God always makes a way back. And this is, if someone should pray as a result of these sins, the sin of his people. And so here, Daniel took this on. He took this on in the right spirit, and realizing the value of God's people to him. And so he said in his prayer, "Lord, hear. Lord, forgive. Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name." Yes, it's God's people and it's God's city. And nothing of God's thoughts is going to fail. That's the wonderful thing about it. Everything is going to go through in triumph and victory. We can lay hold of that, even in this broken and present day. But may we be encouraged to continue at the present time, and may God, in his mercy, bless us and help us for his name's sake.
Amen.